The rumour that it won't quite quit, John, is the De Ligt one. It's sort of been doing the rounds. But Raphael Honigstein lit the touch paper a bit yesterday when he said that there were two clubs seemed to be definitively thinking they could win the race for De Ligt, one of which we assume is Barcelona. The other candidates would be include Man United, Man City and Liverpool, I think. Well, there's two questions really here. Is would Liverpool see this as an investment worth making, because it would be substantial? And could Liverpool have a possibility of winning a race for this player, given that it is going to be heavily money orientated and some big sides involved?
Yeah, I think I can see it personally. I think there's evidence that, you know, if Liverpool want a player, they'll pay what it takes to get him. And there's evidence of also that Liverpool can win, you know, a strongly held race to beat competition for the player, because that's what happened with Van Dijk in both instances. We paid a world record fee for that position for the player who could have gone anywhere but came to Liverpool. And so, you know, I think if Liverpool do really want him, I think they're in a really good chance. It's just whether it's got a bit expensive for him, you know, in terms of, you know, there must still be a few question marks about him. You know, you watch him and he looks incredible, doesn't he? And in terms of, you know, his leadership for his age, his ability, and you think, well, he can only get better. But, you know, we have said that about other players before and it hasn't quite worked out for. So I just wonder whether for Liverpool it's a case of, well, as these sort of numbers now, do we really want to be putting that into him? And then also, if we're buying him, there's not going to affect other areas. Because I don't think they're desperate for a centre-half. I think if they really wanted a centre-half, they'd be all out for him. Whereas I think they're quite happy with what they've got, but they recognise an opportunity. And I would imagine that's sort of where they're at with him at the moment. But I don't think there's any doubt that Liverpool can compete for this player and can compete for any player, really, because as the other boys have said, sort of that's where we are now. But it is interesting that he's not, you know, signed for anyone yet. Because, De Jong obviously was wrapped up by Barcelona ages ago. And so I was expecting him to get announced kind of soon after, really, and it hasn't happened. And that's quite interesting in itself, which suggests that, well, maybe that he's not quite made his mind up, or maybe that Ajax are trying to do a bit of a bidding war or whatever. But normally if a player's adamant, then that sort of wouldn't happen, really. So, yeah, just a bit kind of, you know, I think I find it an interesting one in that I was expecting him to get announced for someone by now and he hasn't.